thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
What is the earliest time you have ever got up on Christmas morning? What was that? Four. Glad I wasn't your mummy. Any earlier than four? One. Did you even go to bed? Didn't even go to bed. My children were always far too civilized for about Christmas. They never wakened, I don't think, before 8:30 on Christmas morning. And they always had a sensible breakfast of Weetabix or cornflakes or something. That was quite a change from my childhood. We were normally up about 4:30, five of us, on Christmas morning, making an absolute racket. And that's after struggling to get to sleep before midnight. And breakfast started at about 5 a.m., Cadbury selection box, finished before 7. That was hardly the best appetizer for Christmas dinner. Christmas dinner, as you get older, it's a sign I'm getting older. Christmas dinner is one thing almost everybody looks forward to. In fact, it's what some people most look forward to about Christmas. We all probably have great memories sitting round the table with family and maybe friends, tucking into a wonderful, huge meal together and then lying down for the rest of the afternoon. Completely filled up with all the good things of Christmas. Have you ever experienced that? Being filled with good things has been part of Christmas from the very first Christmas story. Just after the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she was going to conceive and give birth to the babe, to the Son of God, Mary left her hometown of Nazareth. She rushed into the hill country of Judea to visit her elderly relative Elizabeth. The angel had told her, Elizabeth, an old woman who had been barren throughout her whole married life, was now 6 months pregnant, because nothing is impossible with God. And as these two women greet each other, the young virgin who had conceived the Son of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the elderly barren woman who had conceived naturally, yet miraculously, both of them were overwhelmed with joy. But we're going to listen in to the song that Mary sang, a spontaneous song of joy that came from her heart when she reflected on what God had done for her. And as she's looking forward to what the Son of God is going to do in the world. Now, she sings this song in the past tense, even though she's looking forward, because God has already started his work. So Luke 1, 46 to 55. This is Mary's song. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. Listen to this verse. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. This evening, for a few moments, I want to focus on just that one verse of this wonderful psalm. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. The three brief points. Hungry in your heart. The hungry being filled with good things. That's what I want to think about. The hunger that we're speaking about here, it isn't the kind of hunger that makes your tummy rumble. It's a different kind of a hunger. It's a hunger that is experienced by everyone, even if they are well fed and have a larder stocked full, or whether they don't know where the next meal is coming from. It is the hunger in every human heart for spiritual reality. Hunger for God. This is how God has made us. He has made us for himself, to know him, to love him, and to be loved by him. And although our sin has separated us from God, we will never be truly satisfied in this life until we are in a right relationship with God. It's a hunger we all have, whether we recognize it or admit it or not. You might wonder, well, how could I have a hunger and not recognize it? But for some people, this spiritual hunger is just a sense there's something missing in my life. You might have everything that a person could hope for, but there's some essential element missing. For others, that hunger is seen in the constant buying of more things, new things. Others is seen in chasing after new and exciting experiences. Others try to fill it with acquiring wealth. Some try to fill it with a hobby or even an obsession, maybe with food, drink, drugs, sex, going to the gym, music, work, whatever it may be. If you examine your life closely, and if you ask God, he will show you what you are trying to fill that hunger with. Now, it can't be denied. Some of the things that we try to fill our lives with, they'll give us an instant or a short-lived feeling of satisfaction. But that feeling eventually fades away, and you need something else to fill the gap. The reason's simple. You have been created with a spiritual hunger, and only God can fill it. Nothing else will ever fill the hunger that you are truly seeking. You will be always left with a sense, there's something missing in my life. Do you recognize that feeling? What have you been trying to fill that spiritual hunger with? Secondly, filled to the fullest. Mary knew that when you seek God to fill your life, when you are truly hungry for God, you will never, ever be turned away empty. Her song here echoed a psalm written actually 1,000 years before, Psalm 107, verse 9. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. That is what God does for those who are really hungry and thirsty. Not just for material possessions, not just for experiences that come and go, not just for temporary feelings, but if you're hungry, if you're thirsty for the true meaning of life, for spiritual reality, for eternal things that will never pass away, God promises, if you're hungry for that, he said, I'll fill you. I will satisfy your longings and quench your thirst. This hunger cannot be filled by anything or anyone other than God. Psalm 34, verse 8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's not just about an experience. It's not just a thing. It's not church. It's about Jesus Christ himself. He is the only one who can truly satisfy your hunger. Jesus himself said in one of his first sermons, "Blessed or happy are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." We all have that hunger. But where is yours directed? In what direction, honestly, look at yourself. In what direction are you looking to satisfy that hunger that is in your heart? Jesus said, speaking of the devil, "The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But," he says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." People think Christianity is boring, it's dull, it's about squashing life, it's about killing life. No! Jesus said, "I have come to give you real life, to fill that hunger that you're experiencing." That's why he came. So if you've tried this, you've tried that, but you're still hungry, and maybe for the first time, even tonight, you're recognizing that what you're experiencing is a spiritual hunger. Tonight, I urge you, I plead with you, come to Jesus. Come to him to be filled. Do you want to hear an amazing promise this Christmas? This is a promise that Jesus gave. "Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." You're thinking, "Oh, if I could come, I don't know, would he accept me? Does he know what I've done?" He knows everything. He knows everything about you. And he says, "If you come to me, I will never drive you away." Then finally, Jesus can't save the self-satisfied. The other part of Mary's statement in that verse was this: "But he has sent the rich away empty." That's the opposite side of the coin. And it's as true today as the first day Mary sang that song. It's not necessarily speaking about being rich in terms of owning worthy wealth and all of that, but it's speaking about people who are satisfied with what they've got and they don't recognize their spiritual hunger or poverty. Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, spoke directly to the church at Laodicea, to people like that. And he said, "You say, 'I am rich. I have acquired wealth. I do not need a thing.'" But Jesus was looking at them right into their heart. And he said, "But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." Is that you this evening? When Jesus looks at your heart, does he see somebody who is self-satisfied? You feel as if you've got life sussed. Might not be perfect, but you've got it pretty much together, and you think, "I don't need a thing." That might be your view. But when Jesus looks at your heart, does he see you to be wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked? Because you might have everything sussed in terms of this world. But what about the next world? What about the spiritual need? What about being ready to meet God? What about that spiritual hunger that God has put within you? If you don't recognize your spiritual emptiness and your poverty, and you're relying on yourself, you will be sent away empty by God. That's a very dangerous and a frightening place to be. See an example of that in the rich young ruler. He came to Jesus. He actually recognized spiritual hunger. He came and he was aware he needed a savior, but he wanted to hang on to his own life too. He wasn't willing to completely humble himself before God. He wanted Jesus, but just as an add-on. But Jesus can't save the self-satisfied. He's only able to save those who are at an end of themselves, who say, I have nothing. Spiritually, I have nothing. I just bring my emptiness. That's a theme, constantly repeat it in the Bible. Those who are full of themselves can't receive anything from God, but he accepts those who humbly accept their need and come to him. So as I finish this evening, this Christmas time, do you sense your hunger? Are you willing to come to Jesus, empty of everything? If you are, he is willing to fill you to the fullest, to overflowing with good things. He fills the hungry with good things. Salvation, eternal life, peace with God, the love of God, blessings without number, assurance, hope. These can all be yours because he promised to fill the hungry with good things. Come to him this evening. Let's pray. God is speaking to people's hearts this evening. On the exterior, everything probably looks fine. Person next to you probably thinks you're fine. But in your heart, you know that you are hungry for spiritual reality. You've seen that what this world offers is so shallow, it's so empty. Yes, there are many good things, but they can't satisfy the spiritual longing within you to know that you are right with God, to know that you have eternal life, to know that you are loved by God and to be able to love God. This evening, I urge you to give your life to him. I'm going to pray a short prayer. And if that's where you're at tonight, I just ask that you pray this prayer. You don't need to pray it out loud. Just quietly in your own heart and mind, just pray this prayer after me. If it comes from a heart that is truly seeking God, I tell you something, he will not turn you away. He will not turn you away. He will welcome you this evening with open arms. Just pray this prayer after me if you're ready to put your trust in Jesus. Father God, I thank you for sending Jesus. I thank you that he came to bring us to God. Lord Jesus, I put my trust in you. I turn away from my sin. I thank you, you died for my sin. I ask you to forgive me, to come into my life, to save me and cleanse me, to make me your child. Fill me this night with your good things. Thank you that you will help me to live for you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, I pray that you would help each one of us, even those who are Christians, to assess our own lives, because sometimes we too try to fill our spiritual hunger with all sorts of stuff that doesn't satisfy. Help us this Christmas to spend time with you in your presence, being filled with your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. And your
love is great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.